Casteism has been the bane of Hindu society for thousands of years, stuck in the vicious cycle of birth and death, and a life being discriminated against and conformed to grounds of birth. People of lower castes have no way of escape. There have been marginal recourses out of this cycle, by intercaste marriage and reservations in government positions, but things have not changed for the better in the past several decades, even after the government enacted laws nullifying its harmful effects. Hindus from the caste system are against government attempts to set aside a certain percentage of positions in the administration, 22.5%, and legislative seats, 85%, for those from scheduled castes and tribes. The society at large is an intense practitioner of the caste system, to the extent that professionally educated and successful Indian diaspora in Western nations still choose to engage and marry within their community and caste. While societal stigma runs deep, the spiritual liberation of lower caste Indians is a matter of reconforming the identity of the person from the inside out. Because of this highly stratified caste system, Protestant and Catholic missionaries of yesteryear have attacked it in its own terms, picking and choosing whether to preach to the lower castes or win over the upper castes, thereby transforming entire societies through the power structures that be. Of the early Jesuit missionaries, Francis Xavier focused on the latter group and Robert de Nobili chose the former. This differential application of the power of God is its own undoing, as it is said, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.